Paddlers from around the world will converge in Whitehorse next week for the 19th annual Yukon River Quest. 234 participants are signed up to complete the 444-mile Race to the Midnight Sun. They'll travel by canoe, kayak, and stand-up paddleboard. The event, which takes paddlers from Whitehorse to Dawson City in the Yukon, is billed as the world's longest annual canoe and kayak race. But there's another boat in the mix this year. Stand-up paddleboarders were added as an experimental category in 2016. Now they've earned an official spot in the race. Skagway's Jeff Brady is one of the event's founders. He's now the media director.
They proved themselves last year. We had 11 of them and 9 finished, and that's the goal of every racer is to get to Dawson. So the fact that, 85% of them made it to the end was really great, so we added them as an official class this year.
4-person canoe teams are also a new addition this year.
In the Voyager class, we've added 4-person boats, which so they'll be competing in the same class as boats that are 6 people or larger.
Brady credits these changes with helping the race reach a record number of teams this year. 96 groups are signed up, and that's the most since the race started in 1999.
We'd actually topped out at our limit of 100 over the winter, but we've had just a few teams drop out here in the last few weeks.
Including solo paddlers, there are 234 athletes from 13 countries signed up.
We always have a great contingent from Australia and also Great Britain. But there's teams from Japan and even little tiny places like Togo and the Guernsey Islands off the coast of Britain, France, Belgium, Germany, Netherlands.
And there are 2 local teams from Skagway making the trip. Brady says the time it takes for racers to complete the nearly 450-mile journey will vary.
The faster teams in this race will be under 50 hours. The record is 39 and a half hours, but we haven't seen those kind of times in a few years due to low water levels. And the Yukon, again, this year is low.
There are 2 mandatory rest stops along the way. Last weekend, the Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay was canceled because of highly unusual snowfall at the starting line in Haines Junction. Brady says he doesn't think the river race would ever be flat out canceled, but there are a few things that could change the course of the event.
The worst thing would be ice in the river, and I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. The one thing that would slow down or stop the race would be if the winds on Lake LaBarge were sustained 30, 40 mile an hour over a 24-hour or longer period.
He says race organizers have always had a contingency plan for stopping the event at a certain point or postponing the start, but they've never had to use it. The race begins in Whitehorse on Wednesday, June 28th. Paddlers are expected to finish sometime on Friday, June 30th, or Saturday, July 1st. The race officially ends at midnight Saturday. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.